Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Just a few hundred yards from the traffic in Salem, Governor Ralph Northam made a new pitch to improve Interstate 81.
As people along I-81 know, the road is unreliable and often unsafe.
The Commonwealth Transportation Board has a plan to improve the highway, but it also carries a $2 billion price tag. The budget amendment outlined by Northam Thursday would start funding that work by increasing truck and diesel fees statewide and instituting a 2.1% gas tax in the I-81 corridor.
We can't keep waiting to fix I-81. Improving this road is critical to the economy of Western Virginia and to the safety of all those who travel I-81.
An earlier plan to raise the money through tolls was opposed by the trucking industry and couldn't get traction in the General Assembly. Dale Bennett is CEO of the Virginia Trucking Association.
This package, we believe, is certainly fairer, wherein all the people that will benefit from these improvements are making a contribution to it.
The General Assembly will consider Northam's plan when it meets for a one-day session on April 3rd. In Salem, I'm David Seidel.